When your world is collapsing, when everything is closing in, what you want is to be somewhere else. Somewhere you can breathe in peace. A scrap of beauty, far from the noise and ugliness. But if there is no escape, then you go there in your dreams. And you paint that landscape into existence. This is what happened in China in the 1970s to the artist Mu Xin. During Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution, he was an obvious target, middle class, intellectual, a lover of decadent Western art. Mu Xin was subjected to solitary confinement, forced labor, and then house arrest. But the paper supplied for weekly confessions became the material of his liberation.
Mu Xin broke out of his confinement by making visible, albeit in deadly secrecy, the landscapes which unfolded in his mind. The art memory of China, its peaks and its valleys. The culture which had given the rest of the world, 1,000 years before, true landscape art. While everything else was being smashed up, he was determined that art, now judged a reactionary crime, would survive.
Like nature itself, landscape art has always been an antidote to the anarchy wrought by the hand of man.